Another Wisconsin artist, our next guest, has been making guitars for over 40 years. His instruments are played by such nationally acclaimed musicians as Willie Porter and Bon Iver's Justin Vernon.
We can hear one of his acoustic guitars on Bon Iver's Grammy-winning self-titled album. Here's a taste of that guitar on the song Holocene. Gordy Bischoff is a master guitar maker and the owner of Bischoff Guitars in Eau Claire. Gordy, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for inviting me.
Well, when did it first hit you or occur to you that you wanted to make guitars?
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's a bit of a journey. I was interested in music all my life. My father was a band director. I pursued a little bit of interest in maybe teaching and performing when I was younger. It didn't seem to work out for me, but eventually I came to the realization that I also liked things technically involved and found a way to use my interest in music and build and repair musical stringed instruments.
You make your guitars by hand. What is the difference when you make it with your own two hands versus something that's more mass-produced?
Well, heart and soul, I think, for anyone who has seen a piece of handmade pottery as opposed to a bowl that was made in a commercial way, you can see that there's heart and soul to it. And I guess I'd like to believe that my instruments have that sort of an aesthetic that that you don't get in commercially made instruments.
Now, talk to us about the material, the wood that a guitar is made of. How much of a difference does it make to the sound and the feel of a guitar, what those original materials are?
Well, there are more woods that are being incorporated. Well, in my career in the past 40 years, it was fairly simple rosewood for back and sides, mahogany for necks. Sometimes mahogany was also used for the back and sides. And almost all stringed instruments have some kind of like a spruce or a cedar for a top. That's very common. There are more exotic woods that are being used these days. But part of it is strength and weight, so there's engineering. But in essence, what you're trying to make is a musical air pump, and so you need to find the wood that's going to make that happen.
Do you have a favorite sound that you're known for? You know, like a violin might have a warmer sound or a clearer sound. What is your sound?
Well, interesting question. I guess I like to go for something that I would call balanced. There are some instruments that focus on bass tones, some like more projection, so treble, higher end sound. I like to try to find some kind of balance between the two. And for me, that works in my own, when I play myself, and my customers seem to like that as well.
I understand you also make ukuleles, and you're a founder and a card-carrying member of the Ukulele Club of Eau Claire. Can you talk about ukulele making versus guitars?
Oh, my goodness. You found out my
dark secret.
My new passion. Well, it's a funny thing. I had a delay in the shop. I guess it's been about 6-7 years ago. Some wood that wasn't working out, and I had to replace it, and it was going to be some lost shop time. And I was looking for a little project I thought I could do to fill some space and time. And it dawned on me that I had small pieces of wood left over from guitars. And I found some information. I went out and started making them, and boy, did I get bitten by the bug.
What do you like about making ukuleles?
Well, I think in this particular case, it's as much playing the ukulele that drove the making. Obviously, I had to make it first. But as a musician or interested in music all my life, I kind of found a new resurgence, a new interest in playing. And so so that kind of became my passion. And then it's, I think if you talk to other guitar builders, after you make the first one, you're already thinking about how you're going to improve the next one. And, of course, that was, even though I had many years of building behind me when I made my first ukulele, which was, it's only 6 years ago for that, I was immediately driven to make a second and then a third and then a fourth and then a fifth, just because I kept having more ideas on how I could improve the sound that I had in my head that I wanted to achieve.
I'm hearing you say that ukuleles are addictive.
Well, can we say that publicly? Yeah, I'm pretty sure that goes for me. Yeah, I have a club here. We meet once a month. We go out and play for community events, fundraisers for like the local wildlife sanctuary. We're going to play for an art fair this coming Friday in Chippewa Falls. And everyone involved in it just, they all bring joy and passion, and it's pretty fun.
Gordy, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for the interest.
Gordy Bischoff is a master guitar maker and the owner of Bischoff Guitars in Eau Claire.
Coming up, a new film released this weekend is causing an uproar among disability activists. We'll learn more about that and how people with disabilities are represented in pop culture in just a few minutes. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Who's gonna steal the show? You know, baby, it's the guitar man. He can make in love.